Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at making our families strong. This week, we're looking at why living together doesn't work. If you missed anything, go back and check them out. So today, I want to ask this question. Is a wedding a waste? Why have a wedding with a license and a pastor and people? Isn't that just a new tradition? Why not say, let's move in together and start doing life together? Isn't wedding a waste of time and money? Well, my purpose in this week's devotions is to show why living together before marriage is not part of God's design. And again, I'm praying that you use this information to make godly decisions and then pass it on with godly counsel. So I want to return to the premier passage on God's design for marriage. We've used it a bunch in this series, Genesis 2, 24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. A man and a woman leaving father and mother describes the friendship part of the biblical love passage we've been considering over the past 3 days. The word united to describes the commitment we have discussed, and, of course, becoming one flesh describes the physical act. The three parts of the biblical love passage were seen and are seen today in the engagement and wedding ceremony. Let's think about it. In the Jewish community, a couple first became engaged. This was called the kiddushin. The engagement was so binding that breaking it off constituted divorce. I want to say that again. In the Jewish community, engagement was so binding that if you broke off an engagement, it was considered divorce. Following the kiddushin was the huppah, the actual wedding ceremony. The groom, accompanied by his friends with tambourines and instruments, went to the bride's house where the ceremony started. Her companions led the bride, beautifully adorned, to the home of the groom. And there, a public celebration took place, a ceremony of commitment and happiness, a ceremony of friends and family. And at the end of the ceremony, think about this. At the end of the ceremony, her parents escorted the bride to the bridal chambers, and the husband and the wife consummated their marriage for the first time. You see, a wedding is not a waste. The wedding is a true celebration of a new beginning, not simply making it, quote unquote, official, what's been going on for a long time, but a wedding is starting life new and fresh together, or that's what it should be. Father, forgive us for exchanging your design for our desires. Help us follow your instructions for marriage, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.